at Iowa Speedway. I'm visiting with one of our FFA advisors, I guess. Tell me your name, where you're from.
Miranda Johnson. I teach at Twin Cedars Community School District in Bussey.
Well, you brought some of the students out here today. Tell me what you guys have been doing, walking around with a mostly empty gas can.
Well, hopefully it's not empty for long. We're trying to fill it up with money. What we're trying to do is we're partnering with Syngenta. Any money that we earn today goes for flex fuel pumps at the little gas stations around here, and then we get a percentage of it. So
it's kind of a win-win for everybody.
Definitely, definitely.
So I'm guessing that you've been around, you've talked to people, or do they ask questions about ethanol or why you're doing this?
It seems that a lot of people here today understand ethanol and understand the importance of using ethanol, so not too many questions are asked. The students were given 5 or 6 talking points about how ethanol is good for our environment. So it's been great, yeah.
So how are you doing on collections? I know we got... Things look like they're really starting to heat up here with people.
Yeah, we've been here pretty much all day. And, of course, it was slow this morning, not too many people out. But now the people are really starting to come in. We have busfuls of people coming in. The students are there, ready to get money from them right when they get off the bus. So, yeah, it's been great.
I know that Syngenta matches funds here. What do you guys have a plan for what you'll do with the money that you raise through this effort at all?
You know, I haven't thought that far. Last year, we received about $1,000 ourselves when we did this project, and it went through. It went to redoing some of our greenhouse maintenance that we needed to do. This year, we really don't have an idea, but we always have projects going on. So
I'm sure. Well, congratulations for getting these folks out here. I mean, the students, because it's always good to see them involved, and like you said, we're in the heart of corn country here, so this ethanol deal is so important. I'm sure there's a lot of farmers here glad to see you out. So here from Iowa Speedway, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.